Halftime guest, Zach Serafin. before we go any further, we got to get this Hoffman thing out of the way because 54-57, I mean, it's been pretty close ties over these years, kiddo.
Yeah, we've gone through some battles together, enjoyed every minute of it, and we got a couple more left here, and we'll make the best of them.
The 3-4 defense. You guys have been 3-4 now all the time that you've been here. Your thoughts on playing 3-4 instead of, well, did you play 3-4 in high school?
Oh, it's a little different for me. In high school, we played a 4-3, so I was a down defensive end there. Coming in here, I was the stud backer, stand-up end type thing. So it's a little switch going down to the 3-4, but with my hand on the ground, nothing totally different to me.
It's that leading them to the linebackers, and you were a linebacker. Now, your thought there on what is it that makes the 3-4 so interesting or playful, or what about it?
Just a lot of speed, and we're going to come at you with everything we got, and it's up to you to stop us because we're going to do the same thing every game. We're not going to switch anything. We're going to come at you with speed and with pressure every time.
Coming in from Park High School in the city.
Champlin Park High School.
Champlin Park, big difference there. Twin City kid all the way. 2002, your red shirt. The red shirts are gone now. There's no more of that stuff. Did that red shirt season, because you and Ryan and Hoff, the whole bunch of you all came in together and all redshirted, the year that you had to sit and wait, your thoughts on waiting?
I think it was a good thing for us. It got us to learn the system better. We saw the guys going through everything. We learned everything from them. Gave us an extra year for our bodies to mature. You know, we're a heck of a lot better players now than what we would have been 18, 19 years old. Hitting the weight room right and just learning the system and learning how to go about things, I think was a big thing for us.
All right, your thoughts about playing football at Stout? I mean, you guys have been together for quite a while. Your thoughts on the camaraderie of the senior bunch?
It's just a family between us. We've gone through a lot of things together, a lot of wins, some losses, and it's a roller coaster ride, and we've been enjoying every second of it. And to look at, we got a couple more games left, you know, after playing football for 8, 9, 10 years, some of us even longer. It's kind of weird that a couple more weeks it'll be coming to an end, but we're just enjoying the heck out of it now. And
I got to ask this then, if you say anything, enjoyment. I mean, we up in the booth haven't enjoyed it. I mean, it's been great all the time, the three and a half quarters. But, oh, my, the cardiac arrest in the last 3 minutes of every game. I mean, that's been just unreal. See, and most of the time, you're on the, well, or are you? This has been just a cardiac team.
It's not always the easiest with up and downs out there in the games, but that's how football goes. You know, one minute you could be high, the next minute you could be low. You just got to deal with the changes. And
it's easier for the kids playing to get back than it is for us in the stands.
Sometimes it can be. You know, talking with my parents, they keep telling me they can't go through any more games like this, and I just got to look at them and say, well, if I had my choice, it wouldn't be like that. But
come to me about why Stout. Here's a kid from the Twin Cities up in Brooklyn Center. Your thoughts about why Stout?
I know I looked at all the MIAC schools and something and stuff like that, and then coming to Wisconsin schools, just the emphasis on football here is so much bigger. And coming to Stout, I just felt so much more comfortable here. The people here, they didn't try to sell anything. They told you straight up what was expected of you and what you were going to get. And I liked that. I didn't like the dodging around the bush. They were straight up, and I felt comfortable here, and I've loved every experience since then.
That's the way with Stout coaches, isn't it? Look you straight in the eye, and this is it, and away you go. You're a business administration. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going through lots of interviews right now, trying to find my internship co-op for next semester. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to be, if I'm going to end up back in the cities. I'm going through some interviews next week out towards Oshkosh, so I could be out there. It could be anywhere. So,
any kind of ideas as to what business, as far as marketing, sales, what your thoughts?
I'm going into more of the quality management aspect, making sure that the products that us the people get are what you want, so...
Super. Has there been a family tie to such, or is this something that just come up for Zach?
It's something that came up with me in the classwork that was kind of interesting. Thought I'd look into it more and kind of going with it now. If it's something I stick with in the long run, we'll see. But right now, it's kind of what I'm leaning towards.
Next year, Blue Devil Touchdown Club alumni, Zach Serafin. Zach, thank you, Bush.
Thank you very much.